check that.
Bring off to do today, W2T mobile.
Freezing my brains out. It's a little chilly out here, but I'm starting to warm up a bit. The sun creeped out over here. I'm in Wellington right now.
Yes, yeah, up to 47 over here. Hell, but it sure beat, when I got up this morning, it was 30, but that sure beats the 18 from yesterday morning.
Holy mackerel, yeah. Woo-wee.
Today?
Oh, yeah. Man, I got a full dance card today, just checking systems and trying to explain to people that heat pumps don't work in this time of year, especially when it's super cold.
Electric heat keep will kick in, we'll take care of it. So, you know, you got to understand that. I knew that from the get-go when I had mine put in. Oh, well. And well, did you find you a car the other day?
I think so, yeah. We're looking at a Subaru Outback.
They're good cars. One lady's at our church had one. They drove it until practically the bottom fell out. And put something like 300,000 miles on theirs over the years.
That's what I've been hearing. We're going to go with the, we actually found one at CarMax that we really like. We're having it shipped in from Greenville, North Carolina. It's a 2024 Subaru Outback with the touring package, and it's only got about, I think it was 8,100 miles on it. So it's got to, and it also has a remainder of the factory warranty.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. That'll be a good deal. With that little mile, that age of the car, that little miles, that's a good sign, I guess. And well, you probably enjoyed it. She did. She and her family had one, and she was the organist for our church, and she lived up in Boiling Springs, and she would drive from there to over here to our church on this side and back up to Boiling Springs where they lived and Elton. So, you know, she got a good number of miles on hers.
Oh, yeah, and I've been watching a lot of YouTube. There's this one fella on YouTube. His channel is called Mr. Subaru, and I've been picking up a lot of good information on oil change intervals, and it's got that CVT transmission, that constant velocity transmission. He said, do not, absolutely do not let the oil change go on these cars, because otherwise it'll be detrimental. You know, go with a little bit sooner recommendation than what Subaru recommends.
Me too, I've heard that too. And I'm gonna go with this car is supposed to be able to go 10,000 miles on mine, but I don't think I'm gonna go. I'm probably gonna do an oil change about every 5 on my car, because I don't want it to. I like to keep up with it, you know.
KV2HXS for ID. Yeah, that's my thing too. I'm a little freaky when it comes to oil changes. I do them on time or earlier. Yeah, but what the seller recommended was, I guess Subaru is funny. They design the engines where you can run a thinner grade oil in them to get like a couple more miles per gallon on the economy. And he says, don't do that. Just stay with the 5W30, and that will help the engine longevity. You know, I'd rather lose a mile or two MPG than shorten the life of my engine.
That's so true. The thing about it is, I've got 5 years, 7 years or something coverage on this car for oil changes, so I don't have to worry about it for a while.
Oh, yeah, no, we, I don't know what CarMax gives you, but we like the price, we like the vehicle. It's supposed to be in Greenville, South Carolina, hopefully next week sometime. They say the earliest to the 21st to the 27th, somewhere in that range it'll be there. They'll do their multi-point inspection, go through everything, and they'll give us a call for the test drive.
Get one through one of the other places, and had it all set to be done and get the car and everything else, and then they come back and say, well, we can't finance your car, after I put down a huge chunk of change on it and everything to get it so I could buy it and get my monthly price down. So, oh, Oh, well, it turned out to be, you know, I found another place to get my car financed and, you know, high expenses, but then I refinanced it with the bank and they gave me a much lower rate. And I'll probably do the same thing on this one after I've had it for about a year, and then I'll probably see about refinancing it and get the monthly payments down a little better.
Why couldn't they finance it?
Remember, I had some financial problems I told you about before.
Okay, never mind, sorry.
Well, the thing about it is, they had approved me all the way along until they found out that. And when they did the preliminary background, you know, the check on me, they should have found it because it's very prominent. It was very prominent on there at that time. So, you know, some people got stupid ideas.
Yeah, well, I've got nothing on my record right now. I mean, heck, everything we own is paid off. You know, house, cars, everything.
Must have an A1. You've got an A1 credit rating then.
Yeah, okay. I am not the bank. No, I have, we've got some money put aside. We may just pay for the car outright. We may not finance. We'll see.
Well, it's nice if you can do that. Yeah, we're running around over here. We went up to this Rural King, the new place that's opened over here at Westgate Mall. Boy, they've got a little bit of anything and everything. I mean, you need it, they got it. And I bought a pair of their $12 jeans today. I want to see how they wear and how they feel when I get home. And but I found some in my size, waist, and length that worked out, so I don't have to have anything done to them. So we did that, and now we're headed up to Publix to buy a few groceries.
Gotcha. And I'm pulling up to a customer right on time. Let me, I'll let you go.
Your destination.
I will catch you later, Rusty. WU2T. KB2HXS.
All right, catch you after a while, W2T.